Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. We are getting some white pills tonight because even a state-controlled entity like the NHS in the UK is seeing the wrongs of getting children involved into this whole gender change, gender care, surgeries and stuff like this, and hormones and puberty blockers. And we have an announcement of the FDA today that the puberty blockers come with, basically, they can make you blind. Like, okay, well, they're now warning people that they may become blind when they get puberty blockers. And some children have had their sight totally lost because of this. And we have the NHS in the UK that is abolishing the only London clinic that was getting all the cases, apparently, in the UK. They were all added there for specialized gender care, which is, of course, encouraging young children and teenagers to do their transition without informing them properly and without informing their parents about the risks and about the cost of giving up your reproductive organs. And so this will be closed. Now, of course, they say they will open up more regional centers, but the reason they're closing it is safety concerns and how this clinic was pushing teenagers who eventually regretted it. Many teenagers came out of this clinic after becoming adults and were like, I was lied to, I was put in that process without care for my mental health, they didn't check if I was just crazy, and now I have lost my ability to reproduce because of them, and I've made a choice that I now regret. Mark says, how can you say they don't identify as a blind person? So much openness in the chat today. So much openness. Yesterday, I forgot to answer a super chat from Oflameo. He was on Entropy. Sorry, he sent his super chat, I think, at the end of the show. And I closed the show and then realized, oh my God, I forgot. So Oflameo had been sending $3 and he said, your garden kicks ass, JF. Yes, it does. And I didn't get the chance today, as I promised yesterday, to take pictures of the garden to make a garden update. But hopefully I will have time to do it tomorrow. And tomorrow I will show you. We have lots of products. We have potatoes and onions that are starting to come out. I had to harvest some potatoes because some animal had been digging and he had exposed some potatoes to the skies. So I decided to get them out, but I still have plenty in the field. Some onions had reached their full maturity, so I got them out. The black currants are doing super well, and the lettuce. I'm now finally seeing the final stage of lettuce growth, and it's beautiful. Lots of leaves. We have way too much than way more than we can eat, me and Mama JF. Lendald Guntram says, they are, plainly put, butchers, robbing the younger generation of the ability to reproduce, genocide by definition. Absolutely, that's what's happening in a part of the medical profession. But there are a lot of doctors who are remaining silent on all this, and they really disagree with the whole gender approach of the leftist. But they can't speak. Of course, if they speak, they will get told that they're not specialists and only the specialists understand. And of course, only the specialists can benefit monetarily from the promotion of these drugs to children that will ruin their lives. Mark says, I remember leftists arguing that the blockers are harmless and should be provided to all, just like certain other medical products. Yes, and I don't know of any medical intervention that is absolutely not harmless. There is always a risk, and the risk is, of course, grave when you're playing with the normal development of sexual organs. That is one of the most important things to develop, and they don't develop at this moment. UK to shutter Tavistock Gender Clinic for Children, following formal review, NHS to launch network of clinics, local clinics amid a doubling in demand. Of course, there will be more gender clinic. That's the black pill here. But this gender clinic, they said it will take more time to explore all of the dimensions of the health of the child. You know, maybe the child is deluded. Maybe the child has been influenced socially. And we don't want them to be put on the track of, oh, you have gender dysphoria. We know what you need. Let's wait for them to be adults. There's no cost at doing it. Wait for them to be older, at least, if not adult, and wait for them to be really certain of what they want to do, and then, you know, let's not stop them from doing it. If they are truly convinced they really want to harm their reproductive organ, and they insist in front of years of interrogation and psychological tests and all sorts of things, then let them self-abolish their reproductive capabilities. I'm not for interference here. The United Kingdom National Health Service is closing the Gender Identity Clinic at the Tavistock and Portman Trust, the London-based facility whose practices have faced considerable scrutiny in recent years. The aim is to close the Tavistock Clinic by spring 2023, moving to the new provider model through specialist children hospitals. The children being seen by the Tavistock will be transferred to a new provider over the course of that time. CAS stated in a July 19th report that there was a need to move away from the sole provider model, and here she's recognizing that there's a problem in which some data came in a peer-reviewed paper that was indicating that children, boys, they were likely to continue on with the treatment if you introduced hormone blockers, which is far from saying that the hormone blocker is a good idea, okay? That the puberty blocker is a good idea. But they continue with the transition, they continue with the medication. And they were pointing out here in this comment that this has never been shown for girls, and yet the UK is currently dealing with the problem of social contagion among its girl population, and most of the patients that they treat in this clinic are girls. And so we don't even have the data to affirm anything about whether they will keep going on with these puberty blockers. We even less have anything to indicate that it's positive in the long term and that they will live a better life with this. So that was one article. This other article tells more details about the safety fears. A controversial center which helped youngster become transgender is being shut down by the NHS after it was deemed unsafe for children. Caria Bell, who was prescribed puberty blockers at the center when she was just 16 years old, but later stopped the transition process, welcomed the decision. She's now 25. I'm over the moon. It means many children will be saved from going down that path I went down. It's a long time coming. I thought that was the way I needed to go, transition. But really, I just needed some support, mental health support, and some therapy, really. She said medics at the Tavistock moved to prescribe puberty blockers for troubled youngsters far too quickly, and instead should have given mental health support first. We are talking about children here, medicalizing children based on the fact that you know they feel a certain way. She added that children in that position should have been offered mental health support rather than puberty blockers in order to get them back to reality. They are messing with children's life. People at the Tavistock should be ashamed. That is a next customer of this clinic, very disappointed with the results she got and very disappointed for not having had the right counseling at the moment where she needed it. lot of people are sending super chats. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the regular chat on Odyssey. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy to send super chats like Oflameo did last night. Dead Star says, any updates on the chip bill in Congress? Intel was supposed to be developing its main chip factory outside Columbus, and it looks like they rug pulled in an attempt to blackmail Congress out of more subsidies. I'm not sure I even like the idea of all the leftist techies the factory would attract. Definitely, it's a problem. You have these people with university degrees, and they create a totally different mood in town. I don't have updates concerning the CHIPS bill. Hasn't it been passed already? Congress okays bill to aid U.S. computer chip firms countering China. So basically 24 House Republicans sided with the Democrats on the House side, and the bill is okayed. So that means it's meant for the Biden desk. So all that's left is for Biden to sign it. I would suspect that maybe it's already been done, or it's very soon going to be done. And of course, Nancy Pelosi's husband will be cashing in, since, as it turns out, he has a history of, being just at the right time at the right moment, and he has bought some NVIDIA stocks to make sure to profit from this money flow. Total Grimm says, now that he sends a LBC super chat, thank you so much for the 25 LBC. He says, now that urine from protein-rich diets has been deemed as an environmental threat due to excess nitrogen emissions, should governments mandate smart toilets be installed in all homes and impose taxes on those who exceed their allotted quota? I totally see this happening. I totally see every single aspect that they can control, they will do it. So in France, I think they have paying toilets, paying public toilets. So you have to pay a fee to get in the public toilet. I totally see eventually a toilet tax, just like we have so many other taxes. As soon as the government can start claiming some kind of community harm, environmental harm, they will impose some control. A guy who has no name since 5LBC says, Jeff, what are your tips for growing lettuce? I haven't had great success with lettuce, though that's largely due to possums. Yes, so it took me 2 years before I got to a first well-grown lettuce. The big key is not too much heat, not too much sun, not too much fertilizer. So you basically want just basic earth, maybe a little bit of fertilizer at the beginning of the year, but that's it. You don't want to overfeed it, because you don't want your lettuce to get too confident. So your lettuce needs to be starving, needs to be looking for more and more sun, which is why she develops her big leaves. So that's the first trick. The second trick, if you want to avoid, lettuce need protection of some kind. One way is to have a high raised bed like I have. My raised bed is at the hip level. Basically, it's at the height of my belly or hip. And that means a lot of animals will not just pass there. They will not escalate the raised bed and just ruin your lettuce just by passing there. So that's another trick. And finally, consistency of water. I water 2 times a day with an automated watering system, 30 minutes at 1 a.m. and 30 minutes at 9 a.m. So the soil is kept humid throughout the night. And it has a good start to survive the day. It has some water. That's just automated watering for lettuce is absolutely relevant, if not necessary. Mama JF is coming here. Let's see what she has to say. What's up?
It's crazy what they do, like, with the CO2 thing. Like.
Yes.
Because actually these days I'm watching a lot of video about the living soil.
The living soil.
Regenerative systemic. And it's true that there's a guy who showed a graphic, and in like the prehistoric time, like, there was so much more CO2.
Yes, I showed that on my show, yeah, on an old show.
Tim Ball.
Yeah, basically we are in a CO2 starved ecology right now.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And, you should watch this, what I'm listening to, The Living Soil.
The Living Soil.
What I've seen is only French people who do this.
Yes, it's Mama JF has been listening to French podcasts and French YouTube videos about gardening. I'm fuming because the condescension in the French speaking, when a French person tries to educate you about something, they are so condescending, and I mean French from France, they have a condescending, like, let me tell you how it works, and everyone is wrong, listen to this, I have the key to life. It's so condescending, I hate it.
Yeah, I think they are chill.
They are chill.
Yes.
they contest. They show themselves as revolutionaries of gardening for.
It's true.
For using wood chips, it's like I can give you a half a dozen YouTube creators that claim that they followed God in the Bible, and they will tell you in an American accent that wood chips are awesome for the garden.
It's true. The Americans, they do the same thing, but it's all about God.
It's amazing to hear a French guy talk about as if this was some exceptional thing. And then you can go to another YouTube channel and you have the American guy saying, you know, John 3:12 says, and he says exactly the same as this,
oh
the French
my
guy.
God, it's true. But the French guy, like, he show a lot of graphic and everything, but I don't understand nothing about this.
Yes.
Maybe I'm more like American type.
You need God to guide you in the garden.
Yes, but look, you should listen to him if you speak French. Conrad Schreiber. Yes. And it's really interesting, okay? They say, because look at the forest, okay? They say actually the best fertilizer is wood, because in the forest there's always wood on the soil, and it makes it, wood is carbon and it makes nitrogen.
Well, that's exactly what the Garden of Eden people were saying also.
But it's because you need to put like a lot of wood chip, like so much wood chip. Oh, and after that you need to put a little legume, like a little beans and little sunflower and mustard and a lentil and a bunch of stuff, and you put it all on the ground after, and it put the nitrogen back into the soil.
All right.
Yes.
I mean, we know all this. It's you've just heard it in French now.
Yes, but but they even have a graph and a proof.
A proof.
Yes. But like, we should do that in the garden. We plant a bunch of lentil and sunflower and stuff.
Yes,
like that.
Well, that's why I buy cloves seeds, because cloves, white cloves, will produce nitrogen for
really?
The soil.
You
yes.
have that?
I have this. I have.
No.
I have large bags of clove seeds.
Oh my God! Really? Okay, we
yes.
need to plant this.
Mama JF keeps thinking that I'm kind of bad at gardening, but she doesn't follow what I'm doing. So all she sees is that I get out of the house, I go work out there, I come back. I don't tell her all my tricks. And so she thinks very often that she found something absolutely unique on YouTube. And I'm like, yeah, I'm already doing this.
Okay, you're like a little Irish guy, like, with your clover. You go plant the clover. You're a little clever guy. Sneaky guy.
Is that a thing of Irish people? They sneakily plant cloves? Go away, sends a super chat. He says, how come trans people can take drugs to change their body? Oops, it disappeared. Let me go back to it. How come can trans people take drugs to change their body to reflect how they feel inside, but I can't take steroids to become the Chad that I know I am? I mean, Elliot Page has bigger arms than me, for fuck's sake. It doesn't make sense and confuses me deeply. Oh, I mean... yes, there is a double standard here. You know, there is no other domain of life in which you could decide to identify in some form. Jordan Peterson was pointing out, what if I'm stupid, but I identify as a very intelligent person? Are you forced then to refer me as intelligent JF? Great scholar, great scholar of all time, JF. If I'm stupid, no. You can have your opinion on me being stupid. And you should be able to have your opinion on me being a male or me being a female. It's absolute nonsense. And I mean, I don't know what's the limit. It seems that for now, the leftists have been successful at creating a double standard where somehow the world of sex and gender is subject to these compelling of speech, compelling of views, but somehow the rest of the universe isn't. And it shows you what the leftists truly are after. They are after sex, they are after the family, they are after the reproductive organs. Silver Spiders and Stenbucks, he says, hey JF, any advice for a new father? Well, that is great to hear, Silver Spider. I'm very happy that you have produced babies. There is not much advice to do. Of course, if you want to watch my first year parenting video, find it. And then I have a second year parenting video. So you're going to have all that you need in these two videos for the first 2 years. But basically, I mean, if you can have a lot of time in your life to spend a lot of time with your child, everything's going to be good. You don't need tricks. And the first and second year, you don't even have to have a homeschool program. It's really just seeing your baby developed, work on their posture, work on their standing eventually, work on their habituation with various foods, and make sure that they have everything they need. And I don't have much more tips. I show all of the things that I recommend buying in my two shows, First Year Parenting and Second Year Parenting. You're pretty much going to have everything you need, and it's not that much, really. Then, you know, after a couple of months, it's going to be breastfeeding or formula. And then after a couple of months, eventually you'll get to puree. You can make your own purees if you'd like. You can buy some. And eventually your child is going to grow teeth, and you introduce them to all sorts of foods. Children are picky sometimes at the beginning, and they are picky in ways that are kind of unexplainable. Like they will reject everything that's white, for example. Like they don't like cheese. Or someone will like cheese, but they won't like something of another color. It's relatively hard to make them eat just vegetables, unprepared vegetables. And so the trick, if you want to supplement their diet with lots of fruits and vegetables, is to make mixes. So, for example, spinach and lettuce would be extremely hard to just... If you give it to your child in their hand, they will just reject it. They won't even realize it's food. But if you prepare them with butter, then the child detects, oh my God, there's some fat, there's some good taste in there, and they will eat it. So that's pretty much what you'll have. And then around the posture and the development of walking, it's just going to happen naturally, but you can speed it up, as I explain in my videos, by holding your child straight, showing them how to develop sitting position, straight back position, and eventually, just automatically, they will start making steps with four legs, and eventually they will naturally start grabbing furniture and step up, and they'll be able to walk in no time. The leftist view of the world where we have to teach children is absolutely wrong, and I hope that you use the next few years of your life to realize just how wrong it is. Children will just naturally develop all of this. Walking, speaking, emitting noises of all kinds, expression, humor, comedy, all of it, you don't have to teach any of it. It's just how the human brain develops. Aita, for setting up my trans friend on a date with another trans woman. Someone posted this story, which appears to be maybe some from Reddit or whatever. It's a story of a female, 31-year-old, who is a lesbian, and she has a trans woman friend. That is, she has a friend who was a male and is trying to look like a female. And that person wanted to have a date. They were because they consider themselves a man changed in a woman, and but attracted to women. Therefore, they are a lesbian. So they want to be paired with a female. All right. So this woman decides to make a surprise dating moment, a kind of blind date, where she finds another one of her friends and say, hey, you two should go together. You're two single females looking for females, two lesbians. So I'm going to put you up together. And what happens during the dating opportunity is that it is discovered that both of them have penises. Both of them are trans women. And they are trans women posing as lesbians, basically. And they are extremely frustrated because each of them are actually interested in having a cis, a regular woman. That's what they like. They want a regular woman to be paired with so they can be called lesbians. They are extremely offended at the fact that they were presented with a male disguised as a woman. But this is what's funny. They come back to their friend and they call her and they say, how could you do this? You bigot. You put us together. Are you trying to imply that we can't get a real female? But it's beautiful because it's a mirroring. The guy with the penis was seeing another guy with a penis and was not seeing a female. And they were extremely offended. But they now have to turn this back toward themselves. You need some introspection and to realize that the feeling that you have that what you have in front of you is not a real female is exactly what the people around you have with respect to you. And so the rejection of this trans woman who wanted to be a lesbian is the same rejection that you should expect in other areas of life. And when you try to impose on others the perception that you are a woman, clearly your behavior here shows that you know you're not, because you wouldn't date yourself. Pineapple Platypotamus says, still some Odyssey bugs on my hand. Sorry about this. I saw that some people are reporting delays and buffering, but hopefully this will get better with time. DK Shadows channel says Richard Dawkins' sneaky fucker theory is more true every day. Yes, I do think that it's a decent theory of homosexual behavior or of generally any sort of female approach, you know, trying to be friends with females. To me, that's extremely trying to be friends with females in the absence of their husband. That is to me definitely an attempt at fucking them. Another white pill tonight. FDA warns puberty blockers may cause vision loss in children. The US Food and Drug Administration recently added a warning to the labeling of gonadotropin-releasing hormone agonist, also referred to by many as puberty blockers, saying the drugs may cause a series of symptoms in children that include headache, pressure buildup around the brain, and vision loss. Amazing. We're starting to get real scientific standards applied to this sick domain of medicine, which has been posing as unquestionable and has been basically evading the regular checks that you would put on any other drugs. Tipping point, another white pill. Tipping point, DC mayor calls for National Guard to indefinitely help with Boston migrants. So Texas, you'll remember, Texas, I don't know if it was trolling or if they were going to do it for real, but Texas has been carrying all the illegal migrants that they find, and they bus them to Washington, D.C. with the thinking, it's not our problem, it's your problem, and so you're the one causing the attractivity of the U.S. right now to migrants who come without papers, so you're going to pay the price of it. And so at this point, they are requesting help from the National Guard indefinitely. They just don't know how long they will need that help. And the problem has been basically put back on the people responsible, because Washington, D.C. has an abusive amount of control on immigration, when in fact, questions of immigration and borders affects and end up affecting the states, especially the states at the border like Texas. So I think it's a great news that Washington, D.C. is seeing the problem as too hard to handle at this point. Pastor Ted Haggard accused of inappropriate male touching and drug use in new ministry. People will remember, this is the guy who was... I really like this guy because he's the example of... he's the example of those Christians who complain against homosexuality and who secretly have some adventures in the homosexual world. He was complaining against homosexuality as a sin, and he got caught being addicted to lots of to drugs, and he had some form of gay porn, I believe some cassettes of gay porn that he asked some of his assistant to destroy. He had also a meeting with a male prostitute who he says he didn't do full sex with, but he asked him to masturbate him, and he did. And now this new allegation that's coming out now is that he's been rebuilding a new church. And the people working with him are uncomfortable because of the way he touches males. So apparently he hugs them, you know, in some creepy ways, and the males felt uncomfortable. So it's not allegations that are as bad as what was in the past. And so that makes me wonder if these allegations are, you know, if they truly indicate creepy behavior, or if in this case, because so many people know that he's been having this homosexuality in the past, maybe they their creepy threshold is kind of lower, and just him acting regularly leads them to have perceptions of creepiness. So I certainly don't think we should necessarily take for granted that he was creepy, but he's now in trouble again, certainly with a local local man indicating that they don't like the way he behaves. Judge rules life beginning at conception is a distinctly Christian ID, blocks Kentucky abortion ban. So they're trying to resurrect Roe v. Wade in all sorts of ways indirectly. So now you have a judge here showing some creativity and saying, wait a minute. If you think that life starts at conception, that's a Christian view. And you cannot legislate on a Christian view because that would be depriving the non-Christians out there from there. You know, the state must remain religiously neutral. I don't know that this will be any successful. I think it's not a distinctly Christian view. You could have someone who's an atheist and who believes this. Even if Christians would tend to believe this, that would not be enough to keep someone from developing legislations like this. So I don't think this will survive in the Supreme Court, but it's all the ways in which tribunal judges are just trying to bring back Roe v. Wade under a different name. Walmart margin signal is warning for markets, with Walmart Inc. driving home that consumers are retrenching in the face of soaring inflation and rising borrowing costs. Investors are grappling with the risk that Wall Street's expectations for US corporate profits are still too high. The machine is unsustainable, and people are slowly withdrawing from the market, buying less stuff, doing less traveling because of the cost of gas. And so, a lot of the things that were dependent on the societal surplus will just go away and they will fail in the coming economic years, which is not bad. We have to get rid of so much luxury and so much extra in this society. We have to straighten it up. Dead Star says, does Mama reject flower growing as you do? My grandfathers, for many generations, were as serious about their flowers as they were their vegetables. I've been growing a variety of sunflower called Russian Mammoth, and they regularly hit 12 feet in height, and they bring goldfinch to my yard in droves. Mama JF sometimes is trying to influence me at growing flowers. Like when comes the time for seeds, she's like, let's seed some flower. But Mama JF generally does not put the work behind caring for the flowers. And so I can count on this to eventually count on the death of the few flowers we do try to seed. And generally, I haven't got a flower to its full mature state since the 3 years we've been doing gardening. So generally, I let nature do the work on the flowers of Mama JF and they end up all dying. And I'm like, oh, sorry. Maybe I didn't water enough. Maybe it's just, I don't even see why I would spend 5 cents of fertilizer to fertilize a flower. Because the flower will eventually go out. It will be all folded and bad and bad looking and what's the interest? Mama JF is here. What's up, Mama JF?
Because me, I care more about the useful stuff.
Yes.
I don't give a shit about stuff that look good.
Yes.
Hey, but I want to tell you something I've learned in the video I'm watching.
What did you learn?
There are some flowers that are actually a legume. I don't, how do you say leguminous?
They are. They are bean family like,
Yes.
I guess we can say this.
But I just know the name in French because I take notes. Because me, every time I listen to something, I take notes, and I just look at my note, and it said the acacia, and the journée, and the jonc. But
Okay.
this is French,
Okay.
so you can use them to put nitrogen,
Yes.
and also the vest.
I don't know about those.
It's French name. I don't know English. Anyway.
All right. So that's for having plants. These plants have the particularity of being able to breathe nitrogen. So They take nitrogen from the air and they put it in solid forms that eventually, when they die, can be reused by the other plants of your garden. Go away, says Jeff. Flowers are important to make your vegetable plants happy. All living things like to live in a beautiful environment. Well, then they will have to deal with my cucumber flowers. That's the only flower I will allow in my greenhouse, the cucumber flower, because I know it eventually becomes a cucumber. Welcome to the Biden recession. Q2 GDP unexpectedly shrinks 0.9%, second consecutive decline. So we have a official recession that we are in because it's been 2 quarters of contraction of the economy. Although on Wikipedia, maybe I can show you on Wikipedia, they've been modifying the definition of recession so that they wouldn't have to recognize that we are in a recession. I think I lost the link to this, but I saw it on Gab today. They have totally messed with the paragraph explaining what a recession was, and it used to be, 2 quarters in a row is defined as what a recession is. But and they were giving some quotes for it, and it was a long paragraph. They totally deleted the whole explanation, and they said there is no consensus on what a recession is and how to define it. It is unbelievable how Wikipedia, Antifa editors, and leftist editors always reinterpret reality according to how it serves the Democrat Party. I heard that Doug Mastriano, a Republican candidate, he's been campaigning on Gab. He's been having an account on Gab. And it is said on Gab that he just deleted his Gab account because he was smeared by the leftist media that, oh my God, you're on Gab and you're collaborating with Andrew Torba, an anti-Semite. And Andrew Torba was publishing today an explanation saying, I want to make very clear that I do not work for the Mastriano campaign. I am not their consultant. The campaign paid Gab as a business for advertising during the primary. The campaign posts on Gab, as do 50 plus other campaigns from around the country. That's the extent of the relationships. My words are my own. My IDs are my own. So basically, indicating to anyone who would mistake, because Doug Mastriano had indicated a $5,000 fee of consultancy with Gab, but it turns out it wasn't really for consultant services. It was really for publicity on Gab. But at this point, it seems that the guy has cucked. But I don't know what was the address of his Gab, so I don't know how to check if he's really deleted his account. Doug Mastriano, I can try maybe searching it. I don't see it in the search coming up anymore. Perhaps if I find him on Google, Doug Mastriano Gab account. But on Google, they will not give you a direct link to Gab. So will DuckDuckGo give me this? Maybe not, because DuckDuckGo is increasingly woke. Unbelievable. I cannot even verify if the link existed in the past. And now we have a New York Times article basically dissociating from Andrew Tarbat. Doug Mastriano says his anti-Semitic ally doesn't speak for me. After days of criticism, the Republican candidate for governor of Pennsylvania distances himself from the founder of Gab. Cuckery is not the way. Cuckery is not the way. I hope that these politicians eventually can stand by their actions, because every time you cock like this, you make free speech step back a little bit, and you create no space of liberty for the intellectuals and public speakers and politicians of the future. You know, if you're going to start with Gab, just go all the way. You know, these people dissociate so fast. They throw people under the bus so fast that you can see they have no honor. They have, and they don't deserve to be voted for. They don't deserve to be voted for. I've delivered new disclosures, demolish President Biden's denials on Hunter dealings. This is old news because we had already seen on this show that Hunter Biden was talking to his associates across the world and saying, I delivered. Saying basically, I have delivered on putting you up together with my dad as he was vice president. I have allowed the contact to happen, which is why people are paying this guy, Hunter Biden. It's to access his father. Air Hayam Online says, how do we know for sure that JF is not a deep fake? Well, someone was pointing out that given that I'm doing 7 days a week show and that it's mostly the camera fixating me, there's not a lot of YouTubers out there that do this, and not a lot of them would do it for a full 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. And so someone was pointing out that perhaps I am, in the entire world right now, if you take all of the JPEGs that you could extract from every frame of all of my videos, I would be the most selfied person in the world. That's an interesting take. You know, who has been live streaming 1 hour a day minimum for 365 days a year since 2016, 2017. Not a lot of people. I may be the only one. So, am I the most selfied person on the internet? Perhaps you guys should research this, try to see what you can make of this, perhaps get me in the Guinness Records. Wouldn't that be great for promotion of my book? Like, hey, Guinness Records, you have to include this guy. This guy has been the most photographed person on the internet. Go Away says, Alex Jones has. Well, Alex Jones has jingles. He has moments where he's not on the screen. Tim Pool. Tim Pool would be a great contender. But still, Tim Pool only does his show in full live mode. When you watch his videos, it's really just segments of 20 minutes, 30 minutes here and there. But yeah, those would be good competitors, I would say. But there aren't a lot of competitors out there that can claim this title. This region is suffering from some of the highest inflation in America. Here's how locals are surviving. They're talking about California. And this woman is surviving by, she stopped buying meats and she only eats canned tuna. That is amazing. That is the state of California right now. Food has increased in price and meat and gas are very high in price. White Rabbit says, Pfizer quarterly sales surged to a record high driven by COVID vaccine and antiviral treatment Paxlovid. Pfizer booked $27.7 billion in revenue, a 47% increase. I'm not surprised, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting that the whole thing we've seen for the last two years and a half, I don't know. The whole COVID stuff has been a recruitment of society to just pour money into that direction. The whole thing is just a gimmick, an economic gimmick combined with a political opportunism to step on more individual rights than more than ever was done before. We must do better. Intel plunges after slashing revenue outlook as the CHIPS Act passes. So someone was asking earlier about the CHIPS Act. Intel is plunging. On the very day where the sector gets a massive handout from the government as the CHIPS funding bill heads to Biden's desk. So that's the current state. I had conjectured that this must have been the state, but it is. Intel reports top and bottom line forecast for Q2 and slashes its outlook for Q3 and full fiscal year. Adjust revenue of $15.32 billion. Well, they'll be doing okay. They're not as big as Pfizer, but they'll be doing okay. Trump will lose RNC funding for legal bills if he announces the 2024 candidacy. Top-level Republicans have encouraged Trump not to announce his 2024 candidacy until after the midterms. That's interesting. It may explain why Trump isn't announcing it officially. Trump is engaged in all sorts of lawsuits that were made against him and, you know, leftists trying to bug his life. And the RNC has been funding those lawsuits, but the RNC has decided to tell Trump that the moment he announces his candidacy, they cannot make a favor to him with respect to some other candidate. And so they would cancel the funding of these legal bills. So that's interesting. It both explains why Trump is perhaps not announcing officially. And also it explains that the Republicans are perceiving that being attached to the Trump brand in the midterms would not be to their advantage. So the Republicans are happy with the current state of affairs. They think they're going to win. So they don't want to shake anything. They don't want to play too provocative, which, you know, I don't know if it's a good idea, because you have to drain the passions. And right now the Republican trying to walk on eggs and be kind to everyone and even be understanding of the Democrats and trying to negotiate with the Democrats and let some Democrats law pass, that is not the kind of Republican Party that's exciting. So I don't know if it's that good of a strategy. Someone was sending me this. Dairying diseases and the evolution of lactose persistence in Europe. It's just, I don't know, you know. People are sending me these articles as if we should be fascinated about milk. And oh my God, how milk has been a feature of European life and it's defining for the white race. I get it. I mean, I drink massive amounts of milk. Like me and my JF, we basically buy a 5 liter of milk every day. Every day. And at this point, I buy 2 because I'm like, I don't want to go to the grocery store every day. So I buy 2, so we have a reserve, but we pass 5 liters of milk per day, whole milk. So I totally respect milk, okay? But I find it very uninteresting to me how our ancestors became selected for milk. Because to me, it makes no doubt. I don't need thousands of research articles. To me, it makes no doubt. Some people were carrying cows around. They started milking them. They started drinking from the cow. And that was just good for them because of 1,000 different reasons related to the nutrients they were getting versus those people who couldn't drink cow milk and they were not getting those nutrients. So to me, it's evolution in action. And whether that happened 500,000 years ago or 13,000 years ago, I don't really give a shit. So they made this whole research and they have models of likelihoods. I have nothing to report about this science art, nature article. Okay, good. Thank you for discovering what everyone knew was true. Go away, says JF. The cow is sacred in Hinduism due to its supply of milk. This is how I knew that the Hinduism is the correct religion. You are a troll. Go away. You are a troll, and your trolling is getting weaker by the day. I'm starting to detect, you know, this annoying go away intervention. I'm starting to know that it's going to be annoying, you know. House passes China bill. China competition bill sends it to the President Biden's desk. So that is Thursday passed a $280 billion bill. So that's the chips bill, right? They said they wouldn't allow the China bill, known as the CHIPS bill, that was the Senate Republicans. It appeared Manchin and Schumer abandoned that effort in recent weeks, but they announced an agreement just hours after the Senate passed the China bill. So it will pass. There will be massive injection of artificial money into those industries. China holds snap military drills in response to U.S. carrier entering South China Sea. We have a buildup of forces around this Nancy Pelosi visit of Taiwan, which is just meant to provoke China. And finally, I can't believe this is still going on. The View had apologized. The View had called Turning Point USA Nazis. Basically, they had said that there are Nazis outside your conference and you're doing nothing about it. And they were basically associated with Nazism. They were basically apologizing on the very show they said this, The View, the woman of The View. Because they were walking back, they were saying, I was speaking metaphorically. Yesterday, they formally apologized by having one of the hosts say, we apologize, that was false. Well, she didn't say that was false, she said, we want to bring some clarifications. And of course, the clarifications were indicative that their statements, their original statements, were false. But TPUSA doubled down. They said, we're not satisfied by your apology because you took your little blonde host to do the apology. We want Whoopi Goldberg to apologize because she's the one who defamed us. And believe it or not, today, now, that's 3 days in a row of apologies. Today, Whoopi Goldberg apologizes for remarks on The View, linking Turning Point to neo-Nazis. My bad, I'm sorry. Turning Point had called on Goldberg to personally apologize for her comments. That is absolute ownage of The View here. We're not really satisfied by this apology. Could you do another one with Whoopi on... Whoopi and Whoopi Goldberg is like, yes, I apologize. Of course, because TPUSA wouldn't have given up this one. Probably would have brought them in court. They would have exposed themselves to millions and millions of dollars lost just for this comment. And ultimately, they don't have a spine. They don't care. They're not even politically minded people. They're just a bunch of women. Just blah, 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 blah. And so they really don't care about sticking to their guns, and they really don't believe in anything. So, of course, they apologize. That was the least costly path for them. Amazon soars after smashing top-line expectations thanks to solid AWS web services. Blows away guidance. I'm super happy. Although I'm unhappy because this shows that not all big tech is suffering right now. Some big tech is surviving. We saw Facebook is in trouble. Intel has some trouble. But now Amazon is overperforming. I'm happy because Amazon is good. Amazon is a solid entity. I love shopping there, and I want them to be successful because I'm selling my book on Amazon also. I became rich on Amazon. Nick Sandman, defamation lawsuits against media dismissed by federal judge. They say the judge ruled that statements that he blocked a Native American man were protected opinions. The statement blocked is not an opinion. Block refers to a fact. Now, you might say, it is my impression that there is some form of blocking in his positioning. But then you would be grounding an opinion in fact, which is the positioning of Nick Sandman. But if you just say Nick Sandman blocked a Native American, I don't see how this can be considered a matter of opinion. If that's an opinion, then any verb is an opinion. What if someone had said, Nick Sandman has murdered the Native American? And then when they get sued for defamation, they say, well, I was saying murder as an opinion. No, of course, there would be a question of fact around was the verb properly used to point to facts? And murder points to a certain category of facts, which is intentional killing. Blocking points to a certain umbrella of facts. Blocking means he couldn't move, he couldn't pass. It means extortion, it means kidnapping, it means stopping the movement of. But none of this is visible in the video. And so I hope that Nick Sandman brings this to the Supreme Court, and I hope we get a massive Clarence Thomas opinion that says, no, blocked is a matter of fact. Or else we're going to have people smearing each other by using the word block, and it's going to be somehow protected speech. Lendold Guntram says, JF, Twitch, do not do politics and philosophy. You should try to be more original here. What are you even saying? Twitch. Okay, he's not even talking to me. He says that one should have been addressed to go away. Sorry. Okay. I guess it made sense when you were speaking to go away, but somehow you misdirected the chat to me. All right. What else do we have before we end the show? Democrats hold slight edge over GOP. Abortion more important to voters than inflation. Poll shows. More Americans said abortion was most important issue over inflation after it hit 9.1% in June. So see, I would be careful with the GOP playing too safe. Because the GOP doesn't have much of an advance and isn't that much well positioned. The fact is, there are a bunch of leftist normies who are fully willing to re-vote for the Democrats, even if the Democrats have ruined the country. So I'd be careful with the GOP trying to play the game of, oh, we're victorious, it's so guaranteed, we just have to do nothing. Careful, GOP. Stand for principles. Make this electoral season about something that will advantage you. Push some issues to the front that you know will make the voters respond. But don't try to play the sneaky way. You're going to get bumped again by the Democrats' new machine for electoral gains and their new ways of gathering support and gathering ballots. Don't play it low profile, GOP. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen explains, and this will be our last news item, she explains how we're absolutely, definitely, no way in a recession. Okay, so basically, we're in a recession. Yellen, Biden, these et al. All say nope. Will they be proved wrong again? So see, recession, two quarters in the negative. But this, two quarters in the negative, not a recession. And Yellen was totally doing the work for Joe Biden today, trying to deny that we are in a recession. well, she was making these statements earlier, actually. This wasn't from today. But what we learned today is that, as it turns out, the second little graph line is in the red. So that means we are in a recession. She was wrong. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Thank you so much for being here. I have some things on personal schedule. I don't think any of them require vacation. No, so it looks like I'll be performing here on the show for the whole week, the whole weekend. Nothing seems to require right now a vacation. Unless I'm too tired, I might take a day during this weekend. But other than this, it looks like we will have solo shows every day for the foreseeable future. Mark says, Jeff, can you play some old Bernanke predictions from right before 2008? I would need a link. I'm not aware of Bernanke predictions before 2008. I don't readily find them, so you're gonna have to send me a link and I'll show it on a future show. That is it for tonight. Go away says, I learned a lot from Sam Hyde about how to get people to work for you for free. I've used his techniques in running my frozen yogurt franchise. More trolling by Go Away. It's like, eventually my brain is just going to say, if it's Go Away, do not read, because it's useless. Delusions of an Australian guy. Thank you.